The Russian President Vladimir Putin has opened a crucial summit of the G20 group of nations by calling for stronger efforts to speed up the global economic growth. In his opening speech, Putin stressed that structural reforms are needed to guarantee sustainable growth worldwide. He also said government debts need to be reduced and mechanisms like taxation need to be overhauled to help boost the global economy. While the real agenda of the G20 summit is believed to focus on the issue of impending U.S. strikes on Syria, the Russian leader called on the participants to discuss the matter over dinner. This is U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to push for his plan for Syria's strikes during the St. Petersburg summit. Russia, which is Syria's strategic ally, is against Washington's plans for military action and says the Syrian crisis needs to be resolved through talks. Mark Mason is a political commentator, and he joins us from San Francisco to talk about this. Mark Mason, first of all, looking at the relevance of the G20, it's supposed to be about speeding up the global economic growth, or should I say recovery, and the opening statements by Vladimir Putin kept talking about how there needs to be mechanisms, structural reforms. 5 years after this financial crisis, obviously the world is still trying to get back on its feet. How do you see this G20 summit?
Well, it's being overshadowed, as has rightly been pointed out, by the international community, by the, I would say, not the crisis in Syria, but the Syrian revolution, the Syrian civil war, and the U.S. Sort of proposed illegal response to it. The G20 really is about how the major powers of the world continue to exploit the third world and the global south. So it will be overshadowed by, in a way, we might actually look at this in a constructive way if we can see a constructive return of the Cold War. Quite frankly, we desperately need a return of the Cold War where Russia and China, somebody on this planet needs to tell Obama and the U.S. Congress and the U.S. corporate powers, they have to give them the word no occasionally.
And do you think that this crisis, or as you said, revolution in Syria, is going to stop any type of constructive efforts in terms of reaching any type of measures or game plan behind trying to stimulate economic growth?
Economic growth is not on the American agenda. It's not on the American congressional or presidential agenda. President Obama and the U.S. Congress, they have no interest whatsoever in the American people and the plight, the economic plight of the American people. So why would President Obama attend the G20 with any interest in global economy? So I think it's important that the international community and the media, they do provide and apply massive attention to President Obama and the U.S. Congress. But I think it's imperative that we remind ourselves that they're servants. They do not have any power. The President of the United States has no economic power whatsoever. He is a servant of Wall Street, the pharmaceutical corporations, the military-industrial complex, and big oil.
Very well. It's good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Political commentator Mark Mason there from San Francisco.